Fat awareness. There are a lot of myths and misconceptions about dietary fat. We're going to explore different types of fat and how they affect our health. We're going to talk about 6 different types of fat. Trans fats, omega-6 polyunsaturated fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, omega-3 polyunsaturated fat, and monounsaturated fat. Do you think fatty foods contain just one of the types of fat? No, they contain a mixture of different fats. Some foods are associated with one type of fat. Which type of fat do you think is most prominent in processed junk food and takeaways? Trans fats. What else do these processed junk foods tend to include? Excessive amounts of refined carbohydrates. How about sunflower oil? What type of fat do you think sunflower oil has most of? Polyunsaturated fat, omega-6. This is often used when producing and cooking processed junk food and takeaways. What type of fat do we find lots of in butter? Saturated fat. Which type of fat-like substance do we associate with eggs? Dietary cholesterol. We're often told to have plenty of oily fish and nuts because they contain a particular type of fat. Do you know what type of fat that is? Polyunsaturated fat, omega-3. Last up is olive oil. As with the oily fish and nuts, olive oil is widely recognized as being healthy. What type of fat do we find in abundance in olive oil? Monounsaturated fat. All of these different fats provide us with the same amount of energy, 9 calories per gram. Although they all provide the same amount of energy, the impact of each of these fats on our health is different. We're now going to look at how the fats in our diet can affect our health. What would happen if we were eating a lot of foods that were high in processed fat, either trans fats or highly processed vegetable oils and refined carbohydrates? Excess refined carbohydrate causes an increase in blood glucose levels and thus an increase in insulin levels. The increase in insulin levels means the body will be in fat storage mode, and as a result, the fat in the food we've eaten and the fat our body has made from the excess carbs is likely to be stored rather than burned for energy. What do you think happens if this pattern continues? The normal weight cell will become overweight and the liver will become fatty. What do you think is the negative impact of having overweight cells and a fatty liver? This can lead to increased insulin resistance. The cell becoming overweight changes the shape of the lock, meaning the insulin doesn't work as well. And damage to the liver can also cause insulin resistance to increase, which can also cause extra triglycerides to be pushed out of the liver into the blood. And the extra triglycerides can shrink the LDL, resulting in the large LDL trucks being replaced by small LDL cars. And the cars can't carry as much as the trucks, so the total number of LDL particles also increases. The extra triglyceride can also lead to a decrease in HDL, or road sweepers. We now have lots of cars on our motorway, so there's a much higher risk of there being a crash than there was when we only had a few trucks. And when these crashes occur, the load, or the cholesterol, can be deposited at the side of the road, in other words, the blood vessel wall. The result is that we have a narrower blood vessel and there's a risk of the fatty plaques breaking off. Both of these increase the risk of there being a blockage, which can cause a heart attack or a stroke. Although the cholesterol is involved, it's not to blame. It's the innocent passenger that was deposited because of a problem with the small LDL transporters. The combination of processed fats and highly refined carbohydrates in junk foods is very bad for our health, so they really should be consumed as little as possible to prevent this detrimental impact. Although vegetable oil labels appear to suggest they're healthy, by putting on pictures of flowers, for example, they're actually highly processed using many chemicals and high heats which damage the fats. As a result, they should be avoided as much as possible. These fats are often found in processed foods which should be avoided, but are also often used for cooking, for example, sunflower oil or vegetable oil. We need some omega-6 polyunsaturated fat, but too much of it can have an inflammatory effect. The typical Western diet has too much of this type of fat. Omega-6 polyunsaturated fats can be damaged when they are exposed to high heats, as they are when they are used for cooking. This damage produces harmful chemicals, which can be very bad for our health. Natural sources of omega-6, such as nuts and seeds, are a better means of meeting our requirements for this type of fat. We've talked about omega-6 fats having an inflammatory effect. What effect do you think polyunsaturated omega-3 fats have on our body? They have an anti-inflammatory effect. The ideal ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats in our diet would be 1 to 1, and it's recommended that the ratio is no greater than 4 to 1. In a typical Western diet, however, the ratio is more like 16 to 1. Type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease are inflammatory conditions, so having a high ratio of inflammation-causing omega-6 fats to anti-inflammatory omega-3 fats can contribute to the development of these conditions. This means we should be looking to have less omega-6 fats by reducing the amount of sunflower and vegetable oil we have, and more omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats also reduce blood triglyceride, or the fatty acyl levels in the blood. Another fat considered healthy is monounsaturated fat. The main type of fat in olive oil is monounsaturated. Why do you think this type of fat is considered healthy? It can help to reduce blood pressure. It can protect the small LDL particles, or the CARs, being oxidized or written off and dropping their load. It can help reduce inflammation. It can help prevent unwanted blood clotting. Why do you think extra virgin olive oil in particular is recommended? Extra virgin olive oil has been cold pressed, so has not been processed in the way many other oils are. The refining process can cause damage to fats, which can then be detrimental to our health. You can also get cold pressed rapeseed oil, which is good for our health, but it is important to check the label to make sure it's not processed or refined. The next type of fat we're going to discuss is saturated fat. Traditionally, it's been believed that saturated fat is bad for us, so we've been encouraged to limit the amount we consume. Is saturated fat really bad for us, though? We do not need to be worried about consuming saturated fat in real foods in line with the fat portions, the reference range for our chosen dietary approach. Non-processed foods containing healthy fats, for example, grass-fed meat and avocados, can form part of a healthy diet. The Mediterranean diet, which is widely considered to be healthy, typically includes a lot of saturated fat. The French diet, for example, is very high in saturated fat, and they have a very low rate of cardiovascular disease. There are also foods that are considered healthy that contain a high proportion of saturated fat, such as oily fish, about 7%, and olive oil, about 14%. Saturated fat is more stable than polyunsaturated fat, so it's better for cooking with, as it is less likely to be damaged at high temperatures. This means butter and coconut oil are better choices than vegetable oil or sunflower oil. Another fat-like substance we have been told to avoid in the past is cholesterol. Do you think it's really bad? No, cholesterol is essential for life. There is only one type of cholesterol. Good and bad cholesterol actually refers to different cholesterol transporters. It's low levels of HDL and an abundance of small, dense LDL that is responsible for our cardiovascular disease risk, not the cholesterol itself. Do you think we need to worry about having too much cholesterol in our diet then? No. Our body makes 75 to 85% of our cholesterol. If we eat more, then our body just makes less. Dietary guidelines in the UK and the USA no longer recommend limiting cholesterol content, reflecting this. This means we are no longer recommended to limit the amount of prawns or eggs we eat. In fact, eggs are cheap and highly nutritious, containing a lot of important vitamins and minerals. There are many natural fats which are actually good for our health. The last myth to address is that eating fat will make you fat. This seems plausible as, after all, dietary fat and the fat we store in our body is the same thing, and fat does contain more calories than protein or carbohydrate. However, this is simply not true. The body deals with calories from different foods in different ways. A calorie is not simply a calorie. Studies consistently show that diets that are high in fat but low in carbohydrate can lead to more weight loss for some people than diets that are low in fat. And this wouldn't happen if fat made us fat. A diet that is high in carbohydrate and in fat can lead to weight gain because our body will be in fat storage mode because of the increase in insulin levels caused by the carbohydrate. Fat does not make us fat when healthy, natural fats are eaten as part of a sensible dietary approach.